Okay, we'll begin our meditation exercise, and today we are here, March the 9th. So we will do our body-mind meditation and visualization of impermanence. But before that, we have several step-by-step way of visualization. So we'll begin with, first of all, our body relaxation. So please, we'll start with just breathing out. Just breathe out first, right? Don't breathe in first, okay? Your first breath always exhalation because you want to expel all the dirty air in the lung first before you inhale. As soon as we inhale, we create pressure in the lung and it forces whatever air into our bloodstream. So we never inhale first, understand? Because there's always dirty air in our lung. If you inhale first, you create pressure and you force that dirty air into your bloodstream. So always exhale first. Okay? We exhale and then we inhale and we exhale. So do that on your own speed. And then just squint our facial muscle and then relax and just feel the relaxation before and after that. And we can do a little bit of neck bending. Just put the chin, stretch the back of our neck, and feel how the shoulder falls. And just relax. Now we roll our shoulder backwards, and feel how our shoulder touches the back of the chair, and feel how the chair is supporting the weight. So we'll relax up our left arm and then relax it and just feel how the blood flows into our hand, our arm. And then we'll do the same with our right arm and feel how it relaxes. Good. Now we'll put our stomach muscle in, the abdomen in. And relax and feel how the whole body weight falls against the seat of the chair and how the chair is supporting our body. So it's the presence of our body that we're visualizing. So this is a very quick and dirty version of visualization because we didn't have that time to picture. So at home you can always do it slowly on your own, muscle by muscle. Okay. So now we just hands up our leg and relax our left leg and let it fall. And tense up our right leg and let it flow. Now the reason we always go from left first and then right is because of the structure of our heart. Okay? We have the aortic artery coming out on the left side of our body first. So the left side has a higher blood pressure than the right side. The right side returns the vein into the pulmonary system. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Chen, I think that's how our body is made. So that is the presence of our body. And by relaxing from top to bottom, left to right, we're going according to the physiology of our body. And as well, we relax the upper part first so that the blood flow facilitated towards our brain first. And then slowly down the rest of the body, rather than the other way around. We do not want the blood flow to go to the feet first, and then little to go to the head, alright? We want the other way, so that we are alert and relaxed at the same time. After that, now let us meditate on our breathing. So we breathe out, and we breathe in. And we breathe out. And this time, just visualize how the air molecule is coming outside of our lung. Let's breathe in and visualize the air molecule going into the alveoli of our lung and going into the bloodstream. And just visualize how the oxygen is carried in the hemoglobin of our red blood cell throughout the whole body. Through our arteries, through our veins, through our capillaries, into every part of our body. and visualize how this oxygen is being assimilated by every single cell of our body, as well visualize how the cellular mechanism is living because of this oxygen. So every single cell inside us is undergoing dynamic chemical reactions because of this breath of air we're taking in. And this dynamic, this ever-changing chemical reaction happening in every millions and millions of cells in our body, including the bacteria. So this holistic visualization from the macro to the micro. So we visualize our whole body is actually made up of all the structures of bones and tissues and organs and cells, and every single cell is going dynamic changes all the time. Now let us visualize that in fact our red blood cell that is carrying all this blood regenerates itself every about 90 days. Our blood cell is destroyed and all new blood cells come from the bone marrow again. It's easy to visualize for our lady classmates because every month we have the menstrual cycle and that reminds us the regeneration of the blood. So now we can see every cell in our body is undergoing metabolism, mitosis, renewal, change, which we call metabolism, and it's a constant dynamic of changing environment. It's never stable, it's never permanent. So now let us visualize this so-called cell is actually made up full of air. This cell would not exist without that breath of oxygen infusing into us. And in a similar way, let's breathe out now and visualize how all that carbon dioxide, the red blood cell, the hemoglobin, is now putting out into the alveoli of our lung, and from our lung, up extract here, expelled into the atmosphere. Without that exhalation breath, our whole body would be poisoned by the carbon dioxide and we would die. So we are living because of this constant air exchange. So we are air. Now visualize this molecule of carbon dioxide and some oxygen and some nitrogen, whatever, right? Coming out from our nose into this room. And visualize the diffusion of this air molecule in this room. Now let's visualize, after maybe 5-10 minutes, this diffusion process. The air you breathe out, I am breathing in. The air you're breathing in, I am breathing out. And we are sharing the same air. So visualize the connectivity among all of us in this room, because we are air, and we are connected by our breath, and we are sharing the same air, and our life is sharing this very same air. So at the molecular level, we are connected. Now from the materialistic impermanence, let us go to visualize what we are thinking of. So as we are breathing, let us, during this meditation, be aware of what is my thought, what am I thinking of right now. And now be aware of what am I thinking of right now. So what am I thinking of right now? notice, I have asked you to become aware of what you're thinking three times. And at those three incidents, most of us probably are thinking of three different things. The first thought is probably different from the second, which is different from the third, every time I ask you to become aware of your own thinking process. Right? So that means our thought process is actually drifting all the time. It is not permanent on one place. So now we come to the conclusion of today's meditation exercise. We see our body is dynamically changing. There's no constant, there's no permanence. And we see our mind is also fluctuating. Dynamically, thought process can go in and out. It's never permanent. Right? So those two are all variables. So what is permanent? So we've covered the presence of our body. We've covered the presence of our mind. Welcome everyone here today in mind, body, and spirit. Thank you, and I welcome the new students today. For the benefit of the new student, I'm going to quickly just connect the dots a little bit. Today's lecture is the last lecture on ego. And why are we talking about ego? Dr. Roy Chen will be giving us the lecture on inflation and defense of ego, and then how we can overcome ego. And then we'll try to have a lot of engaged class discussion today, and we'll have a summary and checkup. So we'll finish the meditation. I hope I'm on time on the meditation with 15 minutes. Oh, good. So now could we please pull up the PowerPoint of the review? Okay, so if you go to our AWE website or Academy of Wisdom and Enlightenment, on the very first homepage, you will see that we say a fast track to your enlightenment roadmap. Today I want to talk to you about this fast tracking. Okay, next slide please. How do we speed up the enlightenment process? Well, instead of saying how we speed up the process, we ask ourselves, what are the obstacles towards enlightenment? And we identify two major obstacles which is preventing most human beings from becoming enlightened. In other words, why are we so slow in learning about the roadmap to enlightenment? We gave a talk on what is deep learning. And in deep learning class, we talk about three skill sets. Next slide, please. In deep learning, we are not enlightened because it's very hard for us to listen, to allow new information to come into our head, because we're all brought up a certain way. So what are the obstacles to prevent deep learning?